Picture a cross-country skier training for the Olympics, her body a finely tuned machine. Then, in one devastating moment, a truck collision leaves her with a broken neck, back, and partial paraplegia. Doctors say she'll never walk again. Yet Janine Shepherd not only learned to walk, she became a pilot. Her secret? She stopped fighting her limitations and started building from them. This counterintuitive approach lies at the heart of a movement that's quietly revolutionizing how we think about pain, injury, and strength. What if your chronic shoulder pain, that nagging knee issue, or your persistent backache aren't obstacles to overcome, but foundations waiting to be built upon? We exist on a continuum of physical breakdown. Some are completely sidelined by debilitating pain. Others navigate daily life with nagging injuries that never quite heal. Still more hit frustrating plateaus, unable to progress because their joints simply won't cooperate. The common thread? Joint dysfunction. And it affects everyone from office workers hunched over keyboards to weekend warriors pushing through good pain that's actually destroying their bodies. Traditional fitness treats injuries as interruptions to work around. Bodybuilding splits isolate muscles while neglecting the stabilizers that keep joints healthy. Progressive overload programs demand constant weight increases regardless of individual limitations. We're told to push through, add more weight, train harder, and we wonder why one-third of American adults suffer from chronic joint pain. Low muscle strength independently predicts mortality. Adults over 65 who lift weights show 46% lower death rates over 15 years. This isn't aesthetics, it's survival. Remarkably, seniors who've never trained can build muscle comparable to lifelong athletes. The decline we blame on aging is actually disuse. Yet most lifters develop chronic pain. Traditional splits artificially segment the body, chest day, back day, leg day, ignoring how movement actually works. Programs obsess over progressive overload, sacrificing form for heavier weights while neglecting connective tissue that needs 48 to 72 hours to recover. Your body converts load-bearing activity into structural healing through mechanotransduction. The right stress compression, tension, shear forces trigger cells to strengthen bones, tendons, and ligaments. Appropriate resistance training reduces arthritis symptoms by 40%, improves bone density, and decreases injury risk. The answer isn't avoiding resistance training, it's embracing it intelligently. What if we inverted the entire approach? Instead of adding corrective exercises as afterthoughts, build programs around fixing weak links. By prioritizing movement quality, addressing mobility restrictions, and strengthening stabilizers first, you create a robust platform for future gains while dramatically reducing injury risk. This corrective first methodology delivers compound benefits: injury prevention through better movement patterns, increased mental engagement from varied exercises, intense metabolic response from full body integration, and genuinely enjoyable training sessions. You're not sacrificing gains, you're ensuring they actually last. Consider the five primary causes of joint pain, which typically work in devastating combination. Poor posture creates muscle imbalances and compressed nerves. Movement quality deteriorates as neuromuscular coordination breaks down. Muscle imbalances create pain compensation cycles, where one issue spawns another endlessly. Tendinopathy, the breakdown of tendons connecting muscle to bone, develops from overuse. Arthritis and collagen degradation affect 23% of American adults. These factors feed each other in vicious loops. Load training is the only therapeutic intervention addressing all five causes simultaneously, offering a powerful tool to manage pain naturally and fortify your joints for lifelong functional movement. Pain is a neurological experience involving psychological components, not just tissue damage. Your brain creates lasting movement adaptations to prevent future injuries, like automatically adjusting your gait after a knee sprain. Through neuroplasticity, prolonged inflammation causes pain sensitization. New nerve endings form, neural connections strengthen, and previously non-painful stimuli start hurting. The pain spreads beyond the original injury site, becoming its own condition. Pain also diminishes strength through cortical inhibition, where neurons controlling muscles around injured areas get suppressed. Add catastrophizing, exaggerated fear responses, and you're trapped in a downward spiral. Instead of focusing solely on pain relief, address four key areas: modulating inflammation, resolving tendinopathy, improving synovial fluid health, and protecting collagen health. Long-term NSAID use paradoxically increases chronic inflammation by downregulating your body's natural management systems. Better approaches include anti-inflammatory nutrition, regular exercise, prioritizing sleep, cold therapy for acute flare-ups, and evidence-based supplements. Dr. Jill Cook's research revealed that tendon injuries have non-inflammatory pathology, explaining why rest, ice, and NSAIDs prove ineffective. Tendinopathy develops when tendons can't adequately recover from applied loads. Progressive load training following the EDURP model, education, brief unloading, reloading with gradual resistance, and prevention through continued corrective exercise is the only effective treatment. Tendons thrive on heavy loading, not high-repetition light work. Eccentric contractions, muscles lengthening under load, optimize collagen formation, reducing hamstring injuries in soccer players by up to 70%. Isometric training provides quick pain relief, increases strength through reduced cortical inhibition, and improves bone density. Heavy, slow resistance training combines eccentric and concentric contractions, building tendon load tolerance and increasing collagen turnover more efficiently than eccentric-only approaches. Tendons, ligaments, cartilage, and bone have protein synthesis rates matching skeletal muscle, 1 to 2% daily. Daily movement patterns matter more than isolated exercise sessions because your body adapts to what you do most often. Sports scientist Tim Gabbett's research reveals the injury prevention paradox. High volume training actually protects against injury, while sudden spikes in training load relative to baseline associate with 5 to 7 times greater injury rates. Mobility training is trendy but often misguided. Research shows muscle and strength imbalances cause more injuries than flexibility issues. Flexibility is passive stretching, touching your toes with straight legs. Mobility is active joint movement, hinging at the hips to lift weight efficiently. A 2011 meta-study found stretching has no significant effect on injury prevention, and static stretching before exercise actually decreases muscular force. Muscle tightness often represents protective tension. When your nervous system detects instability or weakness, it restricts movement to prevent injury. Effective mobility training follows four principles: make it goal-specific, prioritize stability over mobility, especially core before extremities, straighten before strengthening by addressing postural faults, and mobilize in multiple planes, emphasizing neglected rotational movements. The joint-by-joint concept shows each joint favors either stability or mobility, alternating from feet to shoulders. Feet need stability, ankles need mobility, knees need stability, hips need mobility, lumbar spine needs stability, thoracic spine needs mobility. Low back pain is epidemic because the lumbar spine stability gets compromised when surrounding joints lose mobility. Traditional RICE, rest, ice, compression, elevation, dominated injury treatment for decades despite serious flaws. Rest prevents beneficial mechanotransduction. ICE blocks inflammation necessary for healing. Modern therapists favor active recovery because passive rest causes muscle atrophy, tissue shortening, and weakened bones, creating re-injury cycles. The 2020 British Journal of Sports Medicine replaced RICE with peace and love, protection, elevation, avoid anti-inflammatories, compression, education, load, optimism, vascularization, and exercise. Most injuries stem from muscle imbalances and slow tissue degeneration. Prevention requires reducing chronic stressors through adjusted lifestyle and movement habits, while gradually building load tolerance through full ranges of motion. Master fundamentals before advancing. Building core stability, mobility, and connective tissue resilience creates foundations for exponential progress. The final transformation shifts from micromanagement to macromanagement, from tracking every detail to developing intuitive body understanding. Your body isn't a machine requiring constant monitoring. It's an adaptive organism capable of remarkable healing. Your injuries aren't interruptions, they're the curriculum. Every limitation teaches movement patterns and resilience. Move with intention. Load with purpose. Build from what's broken.